This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to On Target, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here every week on Target, and we try to talk about subjects that we think are interesting and important and topical to all of us who live here in the whole Western New York community. And now we are going to be international in our program today, because not only are we reaching out to all of you in Western New York, and I know you all listen like from far and near in Western New York, but we are going to talk to all of you who are in our neighboring country of Canada, our friendliest neighbor, our longest neighbor, right? I can't remember all the things. Closest border, longest relationship, biggest economic trader. I'm making all this up, but I know how important everything that happens in Canada, and particularly Ontario, which is our really closest neighbor, affects us here in Western New York. And we're going to learn more about our relationship and all that's happening in the province of Ontario today, because in the studio with me is my international guest who's come all the way over the border and showed his passport, right, and did all of that, all those necessary things to join us here in Buffalo, New York. And he is Kevin Forget. And Kevin, Mr. Forget, is the Media Relations Coordinator for the Province of Ontario. Welcome. I guess you've been welcomed here a lot at Entercom and here in Western New York in the last couple of weeks. Am I right?
I am. I have been welcome, and it's been great because it's really my first time to come here and sort of see this area and spend some time. So I've got to meet some great people, and I kind of chuckled a little bit when you said sort of the long international visitor. I'm really your neighbor. You know, it's only an hour over the border, so it's we are very close, and it's nice to be able to chat with you today.
And any friend of Sharon Metz is a friend of ours, because we love her, and she does the most wonderful job here at Entercom. And she told me what a great guy you were and how much information you had to share with our listeners about the province of Ontario. So I have to say it was her idea to have you here as a guest. So thank you, Sharon. And thank you, Kevin, for coming. All the way over. I know people, we are so used to our border and our relationship and your being a neighbor that I really sometimes think that the people in Western New York are not even aware, in a sense, that Ontario is another country.
Yeah. We feel that, and even chatting with some people in the last couple of days, I've had some chance to chat with people, you know, here at the station, but also at some of the restaurants, and really get a feel of what they think of when they think of Ontario. And I was actually, to be honest, a little surprised that people thought we were much further than we are. People thought that the climate was completely different, and we have winter, 9 months of the year. So I'm trying to, dispel all those myths and sort of say, we have very similar climates. We are very close. And right now our fall, people listening this weekend are looking around your windows here in the Buffalo area, and your leaves really haven't changed yet. We're about a week ahead of you guys. So the leaves are starting to change right now to the reds and the oranges. So maybe that's the only difference, is we're maybe a week ahead into fall season.
I know something positive about your weather too. Because as I was telling you off the air, relatives of my husband's are from Canada and Toronto particularly, and they have less snow. You know that they have less snow and it's not as cold? I shouldn't be saying this because my listeners are going, no.
It's true, though.
It's true, isn't it?
I watch some of the weather forecasts, when I'm back in Ontario, and I see that snow stream that comes through Buffalo, and you guys get hit pretty hard in the winter. We get the winters too, but sometimes you get it way worse.
I know. Let me ask you a basic question. Sharon gave us this map because it was a good thing she did, because I never knew exactly where what we mean when we say province of Ontario. And in my mind, it's maybe just up to Toronto, as far as from here to Toronto, but it really isn't. It covers a lot more.
Ontario is a big province.
It is.
And,
it seems...
a lot of people in this area think of Niagara-on-the-Lake, they think of Toronto, and they think of Ottawa. Those are kind of the three, areas of the province that they think of. But Ontario is huge. When you cross the border here in Buffalo, If you drove from the Buffalo border to the top of the province of Ontario, it's about 17 to 18 hours drive. That means it's a huge province. But the reality is, you don't have to go that far to enjoy some of the great attractions we have. If you do want to get outside of Niagara-on-the-Lake and Toronto, you can go about three and a half hours and get to areas with tons of lakes, areas like the Muskokas, the Collingwoods, the Kawarthas, even down in sort of more southwestern Ontario along the Grand Bend area. So yeah, you don't have to go to the extreme north of Ontario to still have all of the lakes and the wilderness and outdoor activities either.
So what are some of the different destinations that you mentioned one already, but when we think, as you said, it's a lot more than just Niagara-on-the-Lake. Mm-hmm. So what are the most popular destinations and in Ontario and why?
You know, it's hard because Ontario is so big. So I'll pick out a couple. Mm-hmm. One of the most popular ones is the Muskoka area, and that's about 4.5 hours from Buffalo. Tons and tons of lakes, amazing resorts that are geared to couples, girlfriend getaways, families with all of the winter activities. Another area is the Collingwood area. It's mostly known for a lot of their winter activities for ski hills. They have the Village at Blue Mountain, which is a good example of something that you'd see sort of like in the France area, where it's all of the, you know, closed streets with the shops and then all of the different places to stay. But it's nice at this time of the year. They transform the ski hill into a fall getaway where the ski lifts are now gondolas and you can ride to the top of the lift and overlook the hills for the fall colors in Georgian Bay. So pretty spectacular.
You got me just there when you said it was like France. I think, what?
And another big thing that we're really proud of is, you know, you've got all the winter activities, you got all the fall activities, summer activities, lots of to do, but you can also just sit in a chair and relax and enjoy a glass of wine. I know that, you know, my wife and I are big wine drinkers. We have over 245 wineries in Ontario alone. And again, a lot of people think of Niagara-on-the-Lake as a big wine area in Ontario.
Yes, because not that long ago, there was on Target, as well as in the area in Buffalo itself, a big promotion for wine trail, wine tours, wine week was, I don't know what it was.
Isn't it wine time all the time, though?
According to a lot of my friends. But so we learned, and I'm going to let you go on about it a little more, that how many wineries, I know, it was on Niagara-on-the-Lake. Mm-hmm. It was on Niagara-on-the-Lake. So we didn't really talk about other areas, but just on Niagara-on-the-Lake alone, I never imagined how many wineries there are and how many different locations and kinds of wine are being produced in Canada.
There are so many different kinds, and you know, there are the Niagara-on-the-Lake, but there's also Prince Edward County, which is a little bit more in the eastern area of Ontario, which has a huge concentration of wineries, but it's a little bit of a different feel. It's more of a bed and breakfast, smaller vineyards and wineries, a lot more mom and pop shops where you get to actually see the people who own it bottling the different wines. There's different wineries in the Georgian Bay area. And it's nice because there's all the different experiences too. You can kind of go at your own pace to different wineries. They have cycle tours from winery to winery on bikes. You can do all different experiences. And it's nice because with a lot of the different wineries, it's going in and seeing the process, seeing the barrels, going into the basement and seeing the fermentation of the grapes. So wineries is huge. And also craft breweries. I know you have some great breweries here in Rochester, Buffalo, the whole sort of, you know, New York area. But the thing is there's 180 craft breweries in Ontario. And so that's a lot.
It could take a while.
And it's the same thing where, you know, you have a lot in southwestern Ontario, you have a lot sort of in the north, east, and west, but they're all different.
I was just going to say, I assume that there's something different about each area, right? I mean, maybe the flavor or
different hops that are put into them, mixing them with some of the local, you know, different fruits and veggies that are there, not veggies, but the fruits that are in the area. You know, for example, an area of the province is Bala, and it's the cranberry capital of Ontario, where they harvest the cranberries still. It's a huge bog where all the cranberries are harvested at this time of the year. And a local brewery in the area actually takes the cranberries from that and puts it and mixes it in with some of the beer. And so it has a bit of a cranberry flavor craft beer. So Bala, another great place.
Bala B-A-L-A?
Yeah, or? B-A-L-A. Yep. Okay. So Cranberry Capital of Ontario. And you can actually go to their place, the Johnson's Cranberry Marsh, and see them do the harvesting. And it's nice because you can even put the hip waders on. They provide them for you and stand in the cranberries like you see on the commercial. You know, the Welch's commercial where you see them surrounded by the cranberries. You can do that there yourself, experience it. Kids, adults can do it. And then after you have the experience, walk around the cranberry farm. They also have cranberry wines. They have cranberry ciders, all of the fresh cranberries. And I think that when you think of fall, cranberry and cranberry juices definitely, and all the stuff for the turkeys, this is a big part of fall and a big part of Ontario.
And to my listeners, to my astonishment, and probably my listeners know this already, cranberries, they don't come in a can.
No.
They grow somewhere.
They grow. And like, a lot of people think they grow in water, but they don't. They actually grow on the ground in the vines, and then they fill the bogs with the water, rustle them so the cranberries come to the top once it's done, but they don't grow in water. So I actually learned that myself a couple of years ago when I went for the first time.
Is there something about the climate, the different things that we've mentioned? We did mention the climate a little bit, that it was like Buffalo, but there must be different areas of Ontario that have different climates to grow cranberries. What else?
The wines, the grapes, all of that stuff. And there are certain areas where it won't grow as well. That area is really great for the cranberries because of the way that the temperatures are. Mm. For the wines, that's why Niagara on the Lake and Prince Edward County is really popular because of the soil. It's not just about the climate. It's also about the soil. And being able to grow in certain soils allow the vines to really survive and do better. And then obviously in the wintertime, it's the ice wines. Some more of the dessert wines, which is really popular too.
Such a big, right, that has just become so popular in the last couple of years, especially.
And it's nice because, you know, you could really go for a day and you know, cross the border, go for a day, tour around, or you could pick a couple of days. And what we've done on our website is really pick some itineraries. You can build your own adventure. You sort of pick what you want to do, where you want to go, and we will sort of build a bit of an itinerary for you and give you suggestions on where you can go for the couple of days.
Sharon told us that we're supposed to tell our listeners, and we'll tell them a few times, what the website is, because it's very unusual.
Yeah, so it's Fall in Ontario.
You just mentioned it. So.
Yeah, it's nice. Fallinontario.com. And we kind of had some fun with it. And we built this website specifically for our American visitors. This is for you guys, because what it does is it really does some conversions for you. In Ontario, everything is kilometers for distance to places.
Yes, I hate that.
Yes, so that's why we've made it easier. So when we give some examples of places to go, we've done the conversion to say it's a certain amount of miles.
Oh, how great.
From Buffalo to, say, the Kawarthas.
You made it English. You changed it into American English.
And we also, you know, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the spelling that we have is different. When we talk about fall colors in Ontario, color has a U. In Ontario, you guys don't. Savor has a U in Ontario, you guys don't. So we've changed the spelling even to make it very Americanized. And there's even a conversion at the bottom of the website to talk about how much bang you can get for your buck. Because the dollar
let's talk about that a little
bit. Is really enticing. You know, the best example is for $75 American, you're getting about $100 Canadian. So you're almost getting an extra $25 when you come with your $75.
And this does change very often, so you have to encourage everybody to take advantage of it now, because who knows, like a month from now, it could change.
The dollar can change, but you're getting more bang for your buck. And also, you know, if you're looking at really some of the stuff we've talked about has been very fall focused, if you're looking to take advantage of kind of that fall getaway, your window's pretty short. Our Canadian Thanksgiving is in a couple of weeks. It's in the middle of October. So I say that, you know, that's a really prime time to become visit Ontario. But if you wait till the end of October, the leaves are going to fall, and maybe we'll just get you to help us rake them all up to clean it instead of actually enjoying it. So you want to book sooner than later.
I feel so bad about this, because the Canadian Thanksgiving and American Thanksgiving, because, as I said, we have relatives who are Canadian, married to Canadian Americans, whatever, and they can't really, when we celebrate Thanksgiving here, it's like Thursday in the middle of the week,
yeah.
and it's not their, you know, holiday, so they can't come for us, and then they have come and join us, and they have a different one. And since there are so many holidays we have in common, I think Thanksgiving is one that kind of stands out in my mind, that you have a different one, you know. But yeah. it makes sense. I just want to interrupt for a moment in case you just tuned in. You are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And in the studio with us today is Kevin Forget. And he is the... I'm so excited I can say
it. You're saying
right,
and I appreciate
smiling.
It. Thank you.
He's so smiling. And Kevin is the media relations coordinator for the province of Ontario, which I hope you have learned, as I have, that that is very big and covers a lot of territory
yeah.
and a lot of interesting different areas. And as is, I love this promotion, Missing You in Ontario, with a U, because as you said, it says, all we need is you in Ontario. We are your neighbors, because everything is spelled with a U, that we, you know, Neighbors has a U, Savers has a U, Flavors has a U, Colors has a U. And so this is a really clever promotion. I want to talk, we're talking about this because the fall is a very interesting time mm-hmm. to go to the province of Ontario. And it's said that of the different places to go and see, there are resort getaways and there are adventure locations. So I don't know if we talked about this, but where, like, what would a resort getaway be in the fall?
So there are tons of resorts all over the place, and a lot of them are larger ones, a lot of them are smaller ones, but you can also sort of pick what kind of resort you're looking for specifically. So if someone's listening to you right now and they've got a family, maybe a family of four, a couple of kids, family of five, there are resorts that are really geared to children that have tons and tons of activities for them, and there's even some resorts that are called Ontario's All-Inclusive, where you pay the package fee, it includes all of your meals, everything but the alcohol. There are resorts where, you know, it's more intimate, where, you know, a couple could come, or, you know, maybe a couple of girlfriends want to get away, and it's, you know, sit in a Adirondack chair, a nice wooden chair down by the water, and relax. You can also pick your adventure. A lot of the resorts are around a lot of different attractions. So, you know, if someone's listening and they're an adrenaline junkie and want to try something, yes. Zip lining through the top of the trees during the fall. There's some great places like that. The treetop trekking, where you're hooked up to harnesses and going through all of the canopies inside the bush where there's trees and all the fall colors, which would be beautiful too.
Like where? How far?
Yeah. So you're looking at about 4 hours.
What?
Yeah. Into the Collingwood area, into the Kawarthas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Into mm-hmm. even in the Hamilton area. So Hamilton, not far from the Niagara area. Beautiful waterfall tours. They have a huge area of waterfalls. You know, not the Niagara Falls size, but really cool waterfalls that come through the rock cuts, streams. There's waterfall tours to see in Hamilton, into the Owen Sound area. And one thing that I kind of wanted to touch on too was, and I don't know if you've ever done it or thought about doing it, was houseboating. Houseboating is really big, and Ontario's houseboating capital is the Bob Cajun area. And that's in the Kawartha Lakes area. So you're looking at about 4.5 hours or so from Buffalo. And you can rent with your family of four or a group of 12 friends, different size houseboats, and tour through our canal system, the Trent Severn Waterway, and stop in all these beautiful little towns, hook up your boat, and go do some shopping, do some walking around.
That sounds, it's unique.
I mean,
certain things that you're talking about are unique. And also, I think when you said it's only 4 hours away, or it's only this, I think that's one of the selling points of Ontario. You don't have to go for all of these different adventures or resorts. You don't have to get on a plane, spend I don't know how much money, you know, go through all the airport mm-hmm. problems mm-hmm. and so forth that people would have to go to.
Like, by the time you go through customs,
an all-inclusive resort or something.
Yeah, like by the time you'd fly and go through customs and have to fly, like, you know, get to the airport, that's, you're looking at about 5 hours there. If you just drove yourself, boom, it's a lot cheaper, and you're going to get to a lot of different areas.
So I think that is one of the selling points, obviously, for people who are looking for a vacation one way or another to think about Ontario. I'm mm-hmm. sure you use that as mm-hmm. a, you know, to explain to people it's not that far.
No.
And it's easier. What about, let's talk about the, we're talking about being a good neighbor and having a border and so forth. Let's talk about the border, the crossing over, the, you know, issues, if there are any, of getting across. Security, TSA, security borders and so forth.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. I mean, I go over it, you know, quite frequently, and even just coming here to see you, I came over the border in my vehicle, and it's, you know, you're going to go on the way to Ontario, you're going to go through Canadian Customs, and they're going to ask you the simple questions on where you're going and what you're doing and vacationing. You do need a passport or an enhanced license, driver's license, which you can get here, and then once you get over there, it's simple, and then when you come back, you're coming back and you're talking to the American Customs folks, and they'll ask you how much fun you had in Ontario.
And I never heard them ask that.
You'll talk to the Canadian Customs folks when you leave Ontario. Yeah. And they'll just, you know, what you did, where you went. So it's pretty simple. And I can tell you, I know a lot of people who have gone back and forth a number of times. I've done it a number of times and haven't had any issues.
And somebody asked me this the other day, and of course I did not know the answer. What if you go to Ontario, Canada, over the bridge? How much in money? How much in merchandise or what can you bring back, and after what period of time?
So I don't know the exact answer to that, but I do know the longer you stay, the more you're able to bring back. If you're just going over for one day, it's very, very low. But if you're there for 3 or 4 days, which is, you know, why not go for kind of a weekend getaway, you're able to bring, you know, a couple of $100 back. But don't quote me on that. The website has all the restrictions.
And I'm sure you know the people asking what you can't bring over. But I'm sure I'm not the first person to ask you this about the marijuana situation, mm-hmm. right?
Right. It is legal in Ontario now. So you can't bring anything over borders. But once you get there, then you'll be able to take advantage of what they have.
Not that we're encouraging anybody that's listening in that regard, but I know people ask all the time. As far as what I said to you a long time ago, the place that people are most familiar with, I think, is this place is Niagara-on-the-Lake in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Toronto as a destination.
Oh, Toronto is pretty amazing. You know, you're looking at a metropolitan area that has a lot of people in it, but in that little area, you've got so many outdoor attractions, you've got so many independent restaurants, scenery, you know, all of the stuff from, you know, a huge Ripley's Aquarium, which has the most spectacular aquarium of animals that you would, fish that you would see, the CN Tower. Have you ever been to the CN Tower yourself?
I never have. So, I've seen pictures, but I've never been there.
It's one of those experiences that once you take the elevator to the top of the CN Tower, it really feels like you're at the top of the world. And the views, 360 view of all of Toronto. And it's nice because when you're up there, you're looking over Lake Ontario. So if it's a clear day, you'll actually see, you know, the Rochester area, Buffalo area, right across the lake. So CN Tower is on your bucket list. There's even a restaurant up there where you can dine and enjoy it. And then one of the newer features, and it's about 5 years old now, is the Edge Walk at the CN Tower. And it is an attraction that they have at the CN Tower where you get to hang off the outside of the CN Tower.
I know you're making this up.
No, I'm telling you the honest truth. So you get harnessed up.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you do have a harness. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, not at all. It's just like, who would do that?
Oh, okay. I've done it a couple of times.
All right, you left the harness out.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And if,
go.
I've done a lot of stuff, and I'll tell you, it's probably on the top of my list of one of the most amazing adventures ever. So you get harnessed up, you have a wire that's attached to the top of a rail, the glass doors open, and you walk out yourself with a group of about six people, and you're looking out and you're outside. And not only do you get to walk around the whole outside of the CN Tower, you get to hang backwards with no hands, with your feet just on the edge, and you can hang forwards, no hands, with your feet on the edge. They'll get some awesome pictures and videos. It's definitely those things that when you come back from your trip to Ontario, you can tell everybody, look what I did. I'll tell you, me and you have to go do that. I'm going to put it on our list to do together.
You know, Jim is listening, our producer in the other studio, and I'm looking, we're both looking over at him. And you can't talk to us, right? And this, you're doing it, right? You're making a date now with Kevin to do that? Yeah.
It's pretty neat. And
I knew he was. As he was saying it, I was looking over and thinking, oh, I know somebody that's going to be doing that. Very, very soon.
People travel from all over the world to go to the CN Tower, not just to take the elevator to the top, but to try this brand new Edgewalk. And it's nice because when I was chatting with them, I was asking a bunch of questions like, how is it going to hold me? You know, I had a couple of burgers the other day. I put a little extra weight on. Is the wire safe enough? And they actually told me that it could hold, I think, an elephant or two elephants with the weight that it's actually put to. So
you didn't put that much weight on.
Yeah,
right?
No. But Toronto, you know, there's the yes. places that you think of the CN Tower. There's lots of attractions. We have the Art Gallery of Ontario, the Royal yes. Ontario Museum, which has different exhibits all of the time. So really, Toronto's one of those places for sure that it's going to be hard to spend just one day in. There's lots to do for a number of days.
And one of my favorite subjects is not climbing outside the CN Tower, but going to the theater. And Toronto is well known for great theater. I mean, it's like a mini New York.
Yes, there are lots and lots of great productions that come through there all the time. Mirvish is a huge area, Mirvish Productions, and they have a lot of the shows that you would see in New York City, a lot of the shows that you'd see over in London that come to do their different productions in Toronto. So you could actually go to enjoy just theater alone, and that whole theater district then has some fantastic different restaurant options, and you're right downtown. You're right near the water, tons and tons of accommodation options. Of all different, different types of different hotels.
And Toronto, and maybe all of Ontario, but most definitely Toronto, has a very international flavor. You mm-hmm. seem to have visitors from all over the world right in that particular geographic area.
Yeah, and there it's very diverse, and it's also, you can travel the world within Toronto. So, you know, one area has a whole street, which is the Danforth Avenue, which is what we call Greek Village. So it's all, you know, different the cuisine. You can go to Chinatown, do that. You can go down to different areas where there's so many different areas. I love food, and maybe you can tell by my excitement of chatting. If you're a foodie, you know, so many places to go to.
That's why my friend Brenda was talking to you also about food
yeah.
when she was talking to you about Ontario, because that's her field. All right, now we are missing you, you in Ontario. We have been talking to Kevin Forgette, and we are going to now tell you for the last time the website, which is going to give you all the information, all the details. And I was excited to find out, even we'll convert kilometers to miles and money probably.
Yeah, there's a conversion option at the
money,
bottom. Yeah.
And gas. Yep. That's another thing I can never figure out what they mean by. So if our listeners have any questions, they can go to this website.
It's fallinontario.com. So fallinontario.com will bring you to our Ontario travel website, and it will literally give you ideas of everything you can do this fall in the province of Ontario.
And if you are going to go to the CN Tower and put on the harness like Jim and like Kevin, send pictures, right?
Yeah.
Put it on the internet so we can see it, okay?
Yeah. Those Instagram,
right?
photos.
We want to see it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please listen for On Target again next week. Same time, same station. Have a good week, and goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.